Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Unafraid of end time events. When people ask me about end time events, it's usually from a posture of hand-wringing worry. But when Jesus told his followers about what is to come, he repeatedly told them not to be afraid. Today's podcast is the audio version of a video teaching I recently did on this topic. In the show notes, I've shared a link if you would like to watch the video. I've also shared links to the scriptures I reference in this video, as well as a link to another lesson I taught on a Christian's blessed hope at the end of time. Most of the time when people ask me questions about what the Bible says about end times events, it's usually from this posture. A lot of hand-wringing, a lot of nervousness, a lot of what's happening, a lot of the feeling of, should we make contingency plans? Should we do this? Should we do this? Should we run for cover? Should we? And it's all of those sorts of things. Now, Jesus talks about in the Gospels, he says, let me tell you about what's coming in the end times events. But he never comes at it from this attitude or this posture of, you should be really nervous about this and you should make all kinds of plans about this. Instead, what he tells us, and I'm going to share with you these thoughts from Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, twice he says this phrase, be on guard. He says it in verse number 9, he says it again in verse number 23, be on guard. Now, make no mistake about it, as we approach the end times, things get pretty ugly, pretty dicey. Starting at about verse number 5, Jesus says you're going to have people that are going to claim to have all of the answers, but he calls them twice. He calls them deceivers. So we're going to have a lot of competing and conflicting voices out there. But then he talks about wars and rumors of wars and the strife between nations. He also talks about the strife within families, and even family betrayal. He talks about persecution. He even says in one spot, everyone will hate you because of me. So it sounds dark, but Jesus doesn't tell us, start wringing your hands about this, start making contingency plans because of this, start running for cover. He says, no, be on guard. And then he says, stand firm. Be on guard and stand firm. Now, how can we be on guard? How are we going to, what are we going to even cling to? Well, again, Jesus, I think, gives us two statements, but if you listen, they're really the same statement. First of all, he says this in verse number 23. So be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. Be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. He's told us before it even happens. Then listen to verse 31. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Everything around you may appear that it's crumbling, but what I've said, and I've told you everything ahead of time, it's never going to fail. This is why it's very important for us to remember, and you've heard this phrase before, in times like these, we need to remember there's been times like these. You can go back in the Old Testament. You can see the history there when God said, here's what's going to happen. This king's going to come in and carry you off into exile. And after a period of time, I'm going to bring you back. He tells ahead of time what's going to happen. And here's Jesus doing the same thing. Be on your guard. I've told you everything ahead of time, and nothing is of my words will ever pass away. Now, right at the very beginning of this, the disciples asked this, chapter 13, verse 4, they said, how are we going to know the signs when all of this is going to be fulfilled? Now, even though the disciples struggled to remember some of the things or even see what Jesus was doing, that word fulfilled presupposes something. It presupposes that there is a plan, and it also presupposes that there is someone superintending, watching over to make sure that the plan comes to fruition. And isn't it great, isn't it reassuring for us to know the God that is both omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipotent, all-powerful, to make it happen? He knows the plan from A to Z
before the plan even starts. And Jesus said, and so I've told you everything ahead of time so that you can stand firm and know that none of my words are going to pass away, because I am the omnipotent one. I'm the all-powerful one. I'm the omniscient one. I already know what's going to happen. So I wrote this down in my journal. Let me just share it with you this way. One of the ways that we spot deceivers, remember I told you Jesus said twice, watch out for these deceivers. One of the way we spot deceivers is the Spirit's witness to our hearts. So when Jesus is talking about these deceivers, one of the phrases he says here is, do not be alarmed. He also tells us that the Holy Spirit is going to give us words to speak when we are hauled in before leaders to give account for what we believe. It's the same Holy Spirit in both of those places that's going to speak to our hearts and say, don't be deceived here. Don't be alarmed by this. And so when we start feeling those hand-wringing feelings of alarm, we got to be very careful that what voice are we listening to? It could be the deceptive voice. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of peace. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, I want you to take courage here because I want you to notice this. In this world, you will experience trouble. You're going to hear about wars and rumors of wars and family betrayal and persecution, and you may even experience those things. You will have that trouble. But he says, but be of good cheer. I've overcome this. And then going back to Mark here, what did he say? I've told you everything ahead of time, and my words will never fail. One of the roles of the Holy Spirit, John chapter 14, verse 26, is he says this, the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything that I've said. And so if you start hearing voices that make your heart alarmed and make you want to wring your hands and make you want to find a contingency plan or a place to hide, that's where you need to stop and say, wait a minute. Jesus told me to be on guard, but at the same time, he told me not to be alarmed. He told me to be on guard, but he told me to stand firm, not to run away. And so if I feel alarmed or if I feel like running away, then what I'm listening to or the way that I'm allowing that to rumble around in my mind is not giving God glory. It's not viewing him as the all-powerful, all-knowing one that has a plan that he is fulfilling. And so, therefore, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit, and we need to say, Holy Spirit, bring back to my remembrance everything that Jesus said, because he told me ahead of time all of these things that were going to happen, and none of those words are ever going to fail. And so, I need that peace in my heart to do this. We see this example in just a couple of years after this, when persecution breaks out in the church. And the time that you think people are going to really start wringing their hands or running for cover. And Luke records something for us in Acts Gospel. Listen to how he says that the people rely on the Holy Spirit. Check this out. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened. Now notice what they lived in the fear of, not the fear of man, but living in the fear of the Lord, trusting that he is the omniscient one and he is the omnipotent one. They were encouraged by the Holy Spirit. And then during that time, that's when they began to increase in numbers. So there is going to be a great ingathering at the end of time, but it's going to come largely because Christians are not panicking. Christians are not deceived. They're not alarmed. They're not running away. In other words, they're not behaving like earthlings without an understanding of the sovereignty of God are behaving. And that assurance, that peace, that reliance on what Jesus said that is going to be fulfilled is going to be a great testimony. And I believe in those last days, even days of turmoil, that is going to be a time of a great ingathering of people that are going to give their life to Jesus, largely because you and I stand firm in our faith, stand firm in the words of Jesus, and allow the Holy Spirit to remind us of those words and bring peace to our hearts So we're on guard. We're not alarmed. We're not running away. But we're standing firm in the peace and the assurance of our all-powerful God.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.